Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I came from a home, a family of coaches. So I am a coach apologist because I understand that it's not just affecting them.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Protest D's nuts.
And James Strebel.
That's seven bangers right there, Andy. Damn, brother.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Look at you.
That's seven players off the charts right there, baby. Oh, it's going to be glorious. Cal's going to be shining. Orlando Antigua's doing the damn thing again. And Kenny Payne might get a couple 4-stars in the 70s. Oh, boy.
The show has limped into a Monday. That's what we have collectively done here on The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7. We are hanging out in the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios on this Monday, a full reaction Monday. And the reaction is that the show's in bad shape. My body feels terrible from the weekend that was a very busy weekend. Jack is off today for the Jewish New Year. Rosh Hashanah, is that how you say it? He's off today doing God knows what. Strebel's going to be here. I don't know. Strebel, I didn't talk to Strebel all weekend long very much. I have no idea. His offensive line is in tatters, and he knows it, so we'll talk about that. And then we have Nick Valvano today doing 8 hours of radio. And I was talking to Nick during the break. Nick sounds as humanly bad as you could sound. Go ahead, Nick. Show the people. Listen to that deep smoker's cough. Listen. He sounds so like louder than life. That's how you sound.
It's so bad. And it was starting to feel better, too. That's the problem. I had like 4 cups of tea. And I got a cough. Now I'm all phlegmy.
Oh, my goodness. You sound as bad a person could sound. And Pat doesn't sound much better. How did he make it through the entire 1 hour of, I almost said the Cardinal Insider. Sorry, Pat. Inside the program. So
he sounded rough this morning, too. Oh, God.
Man, he sounded bad. Welcome in. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line on this Monday. It's The Take on ESPN Louisville. Andy Sweeney, like I said, Nikki DeBoot hanging out back at the Liquor Barn Studios. James Strebel will be alongside here in the next 15 minutes or so. And so we limp as, you know, I went to another concert. I went to two Louder Than Lifes. You're drinking and stinking during the 1 o'clock NFL games. Had the Louisville game, was at the Louisville game, chasing off my late Friday night, Nick at Louder Than Life with opening up John Salzman's trunk. Like that? Out at the stadium.
Yes.
And hitting up a little mimosa, a little bourbon and ginger, a little Miller Lite. Your boy, it was a great weekend. It really was. But Monday, I'm paying for it. The last thing I ate was White Castle last night. So you know how my night went. You know how my morning went. My body is feeling like it's tattered. It's tattered and torn. We all look like we just got done playing an NFL game. Like we all are moving around like Tua and Justin Herbert today. But it's not a concussion. It's just my back. Yeah, right, Tua. Anyway, so
What's rib cartilage, by the way? Just say he's got broken ribs. Like, Justin Herbert, man. It was like, he's got fractured rib cartilage. I'm like, yeah, so he's got fractured ribs. I was like, okay.
Oh, goodness. I don't know. I don't have any muscles there. So you tell me. Find somebody that does. We can ask them what the cartilage is. It's just fat, Nick. That's all that's there. 4379680. Okay. I mean, it really is. So here, you might have broken your ribs hanging out Alice Cooper. I don't know what you were doing. You sound terrible. So here's the thing. Today is one of those interesting days. And I say it's an interesting day because it's not really an interesting day. But it's a, dare I say, it's a scary day for yours truly. Reacting to the weekend that was. And here is what I mean. I can't gauge, like, usually, if Louisville would have lost on Saturday, or if it would have been a close game, then obviously I could come in here, I could do the fire and brimstone, and the majority of people, even the people that don't like me, okay, would say, Sweeney, you're preaching on Monday. You were speaking the truth on a Monday. But they didn't do that. They won by a lot. And so I don't know the percentage of the fan base that is like jacked up, bought in. I don't know if there's a bunch that are like, it's nice. You beat South Florida. We know South Florida stinks. I mean, they're bad. Like, we understand that they're bad. We know that they're bad. But you still won big. You did the thing that you had to do. And that's the analysis, and it's very boring. And I can also point out in the second quarter, Malik missed two wide open guys for touchdowns. They're like, when you play someone that's 50-50, like when you played Florida State, or like when you should have played Syracuse week one, it's like those games, you miss a wide open guys in the end zone. So I have had, and it's mostly because it's been bourbon-infused, college football, NFL, louder than life. It's been a long weekend. I'm trying to gauge what the fan base is other than a win's a win. You move on. Win the next two after this. Virginia's at noon. Thank the football lords that game's at noon. I mean, if you're a Louisville fan, you're on the road. You get that done. There'll be 13 people. They'll all look like a little lock. That's what they'll look like, all dressed up. It'll be presented by Birkenstocks that day. Like, we all know there's going to be 3,200 people in attendance when Louisville goes up there and busts Brendan Armstrong. And I think they'll win the next two. Okay, and I thought that before South Florida, and so I don't know if there's anything big picture. It's one of those days, Nick, and we'll get to Kentucky. It's one of those days to where I don't know the true fraction of the fan base. Like, I want to get on here, and we're going to lead with it, and that's, I mean, Kentucky's offensive line was bad on Saturday. Kentucky let a team hang around when they did not need to, and I have higher standards for Kentucky than Louisville. So, okay, I do. I mean, we're talking about one team being a 10-win team. We're talking about one team saving their coach, get to a bowl, 7 if you're lucky. Hell, 6 maybe at this point if you're lucky.
Harsh, but fair.
And by the way, poor Nick's been through the gauntlet of Maben, because Rummage is in, again, Rummage? Orlando again?
He's going down there for that $600 12-course meal.
Is he really?
He's balling out, man.
They're doing that?
I don't know if they're doing that, but I think this is
the... Is it per person?
I think so.
Is it like per family that can go in there and just feast? No, well, it's got to be like a family. It's not $600 a person.
I don't know. I thought I heard Diener and Blank talking about it. It's like a 12-course meal, and that's like 6 more courses than I've ever worked. That's what I'm saying. The Valvano family Thanksgiving, where my mom just went batspit crazy, the most we've ever had is like 8 courses.
No, but here's the thing. It's going to be like one shrimp.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You guys are eating like big portions. This is going to be like one little piece of shrimp, and it's going to be like, here you go, Rummage family. It's one piece of shrimp. Enjoy it. That's course number one.
Yeah, look, as someone who works in upscale dining, I mean, upscale dining's fine. But fine dining's a crock of crap. I'm sorry. Like, I mean, I'm just, look, I mean, it's wonderful, but you get a good show. Like, seriously, like going from like TGI Fridays or something to like an upscale thing, that's a good jump.
Like, who does Nick sound like? Text line. Who does he sound like? I don't know who you, I don't know who you sound like.
Why am I talking?
Yeah, just turn your mic off for a minute.
I'm talking about polenta and food. Like, who gives, I'm sorry, I'm done.
Texas says, did you go to the Rustic Frog? No. Texas says, Nick sounds like Beavis and Butthead. No. I don't know. Nick sounds like a Muppet character. Texas says we give Valvano great. Wish we would have had Avery.
You get Valvano and I sound like this.
Texas says we get Valvano instead of Avery. What a bummer. Well, it's not even a bummer. We get Nick Valvano who doesn't have his strength, which is doing Nicky DeBoot at some point today.
I'm not even sure like, I can do it.
Like, we can't. He can't even live up to his stereotypes that we have cast upon him. We can't do anything. Anyway, Texas says today is Rosh Hashanah. Steve, thank you, Steve. Thank you. Thank you.
Shalom, Steve. Thank I appreciate
you,
that.
Thank you for reaching out and flooding our text line. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. So it's one of those days that scares me and it's tongue in cheek because you know I don't care, but inevitably, someone will think I'm being too tough. We're letting somebody off the hook. That is today. I mean, listen, I thought Louisville was fine. There's still too much, you know, handoff up the middle, Malik missing open receivers that we can dive into at some point today. Ents, this is exactly what you sound like. Nick, you got to find this. Jason Ents comes through. You know I had to block him last week for a day.
Oh,
I had to block him.
What
he was texting me at 2:59. And I'm like, yeah, it's like about the board op schedule.
I'm sorry. I love my boy Ents.
I do too. But I was like, you're 24 hours. No, you're out of here.
That's where that was. You were kind.
Yeah, it's a 24 hour block.
You
it's
were
fine.
Kind. That's worth 72.
Here it is.
In my
Nick
mind.
Valvano sounds like Jeff Goldblum's boss in Independence Day. You know what I'm talking about? I gotta call my mother. I gotta call my lawyer. Oh, to hell with my lawyer. You gotta find that. I need it right now. Independent. It's when they're in the TV station or whatever, wherever he works. I forget where he works. Remember the satellite where he intercepts and there's all the TVs on the wall and everything? That's what we need. That's it. That's
what
fantastic.
A pull. Good job. That's what we keep.
Texas says, does Jack eat unleavened bread today? I have no idea. We meant to discuss that on Thursday and Friday, what he does. I don't know. I have absolutely no idea. He sounds like Grover. For me, and let me lead with this. We'll dive into Louisville. There are things. For me, Kentucky, what do you want? Like, I find this team difficult to analyze because they have not had Chris Rodriguez, right? I mean, they haven't had C-Rod. So, but I also find them, like, really easy to analyze. I'm stuck in this weird place with Kentucky that they're 4-0, and my God, they're up to number 7 in the country. But one part of their team is such a glaring weakness that, I mean, I don't know. It's like a pimple on a beauty model. I can't believe I'm calling Mark Stoops and Kentucky that. I mean, are they the 7th best team in the country? I don't know. You know, would the 7th best team in the country go to a team like Ole Miss and be the, you know, maybe a touchdown dog coming up on Saturday? I don't know. I mean, I should say, I don't think Kentucky's the 7th best team in the country, but that's what they've worked themselves up to. They're 4-0, and everything they want to play with is in front of them. And the first stretch of the season, without C-Rod, is now in their rearview mirror. And everyone, I guess, all season, Tennessee did it on Saturday night, is just going to treat Florida like the biggest win. I don't understand that. Kentucky did it, fine, whatever. Then a couple weeks later, for some reason, after Florida loses again, we have Tennessee act like they've woken up some giant by beating what might be like a 6-win Florida team. In fact, we need to start counting the wins that Florida's going to have. I mean, come on. Anyway.
I found it.
But like, did you find, okay, well, let me finish my point.
I know, I'm sorry.
It's you, isn't it? I need to call my mother. I need to call my lawyer. There's another one that he says in there, but I can't remember. Just save it for a second. But I find them difficult because, again, I don't know the cut of the fan base here. Strebel and Entz were harsh, I thought, on the offensive line. They kind of did a negative post game, and there's a huge part of me that agrees with that. And so, like, you wonder, but then there's the other side that wants to say, if their offensive line plays like this, it's not going to be good enough, which is an obvious statement, but it's also me trying to predict the future on some of these games. And I haven't seen, you know, enough of Ole Miss. I mean, Ole Miss was down to, what was it, Toledo? Is that who they played over the weekend? And maybe that's a sleepy game like Kentucky had against Northern Illinois. No, I think these teams are very even. I do. If you told me it's going to be a touchdown game, I'll take Kentucky plus the points. Right now, I'm leaning towards Kentucky winning. I am. But Kentucky, like, they're in this spot where I'm not trying to be lukewarm. You guys know me. There is a lot there. Here's what they are. They're the opposite of how we have graded and analyzed and observed all of these other Mark Stoops teams. Even last year you could see that Will Levis had the arm, but come on. I mean, Will Levis had games, South Carolina and other games, like under 100 yards passing. Now it is expected that this guy is going over 300 yards and is just going to be, your best player, one of your best players. Like, it's just assumed at this point, if he ever goes out there, like on Saturday, and throws a clunker, I mean, they got no chance. But what do we do with them? What do we do with them? Because at some point, I really feel like everything is going to be, and I use ruined as probably the wrong term, but as they now hit better competition, starting on Saturday, my worry is still there from the preseason, and it's even stronger after seeing the guys play 3 out of 4 scrubs to what Kentucky is right now, and that's supposed to be the number 7 team in the country, right? From the offensive line, it's going to affect those other games, right? That's what I'm trying to figure out here. Is it just who they are? And this goes back to, well, this is a team like Mark Stoops has never seen. The way we've analyzed every team with Mark Stoops offensively has been, well, not even offensively, it's been the game plan. It's been control the ball, run the ball, do just enough passing, have the run to set up the pass, and have the better offensive line. Every single time you go out there, be able to win the majority of those battles on the offensive line. And they can't do that. They don't do that. They might go incomplete pass, 1 yard rush, 73 yard touchdown. That's who Kentucky is. Yes, they have had sustained drives. Yes. And I don't know why I don't have the game log up, by the way. I was looking at game logs, which makes me feel like Patty Ice. It really does. It really does, Dick. Every time I log on, it makes me think of Patty Ice. But, I mean, this is who they are. They are a different team this year than other years. And other years, they have had, like, Lynn Bowden. Like, they could not throw the football, be a glaring weakness. This year, it may be the offensive line. So what does that do? Of course, do I think they'll get better? I do think they'll get better. But I think you're 4 games into the season, and you played less than stellar competition all the way around. Again, I mean, you got MAC teams, and Florida's going to be a 6-6 type team. A 6-7 win type team. I mean, this is the low part of the schedule for Kentucky. And their offensive line has just been okay. And so I can't tell. It's much like the team. I feel like there are just some people that are just so conditioned that it's 4-0, it's good, you know, it's good to go. Kentucky's 4-0, good chance to go in there to Ole Miss, and it's positive, and it's still the mindset a little bit of, not same old Kentucky, but hey, we're 4-0, since when do we complain about being 4-0? And then there are another group saying this offensive line is, A, hurting the running game, and at some point here, it's going to start affecting the passing game. And that, to me, is what is so interesting. I find almost a guy like Will Levis to be very similar to what we're seeing right now with the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's putting up great numbers, put up great numbers against your New York Jets on Sunday. Yeah. And that man is running for his life. Every play, he's on the run, making plays on the run. And, I mean, Will Levis is standing in there. He's taking some hits. He throws that pass in the first quarter to, I can't remember if it was the Brown or the Robinson one. I mean, he's taking a hit. He's getting sacked multiple times in a possession. Like, they're going at him. He nearly was decapitated against Florida. Like, I mean, if he's injured there, we're talking about concussion protocol, unless you're the Miami Dolphins, you're good to go. Or you're not going to be good to go, I should say. If you're Miami, you're good to go. And so Kentucky is in this odd spot to where they're really attractive. But we've never analyzed a Mark Stoops team flipped on its side. You know, it was almost a little bit like when Louisville had Charlie Strong. Just to the effect of Charlie Strong would be like, cool, we're winning 16-9 over Memphis. Well, yeah, we'll win 13-10. I'm good. And everyone's like, okay, we're good, we're winning, but, I mean, are we good? Like, we're sitting around saying, are we good? And it was so different because everything's been about offense. You know, Louisville's had the long lineage of, you know, offensive-minded coaches. We're used to it. It was different. It ended up working for the time. But this has just got to be putting, like, I would love to know more of the truth with Mark Stoops here because he watches his offensive line. I mean, Flax just gets beat every time. I mean, just every time. And so there is this wart on Kentucky. And what does the wart do? What does the wart do? What does that pimple do? Is James Strebel going to squeeze that pimple? And like what does, is it going to, is the analysis after these games going to be they ran for 28 yards in one of these games and Will Levis was getting hit and then it's a problem? Is it something that's being talked about now? I just don't know, man. There's a lot of good with Kentucky. You watch them and those wide receivers can play. And Will Levis can play. And I know Mark Stoops is harping on the defense, and rightfully so. I mean, what they did at the end of the game was not good enough. But I think they have players on that team. And I do think playing as many young guys as they are, I actually think the defense, I feel better about them getting better much quicker than the offensive line at this point. And the defense already is much better than the defensive line, than the offensive line. I just don't know. Like, Strebel's going to walk in here. He's going to be worried, but is he really going to be worried? Like, are you guys really worried? Is it something that's really worrying you? Because this is, like, to me, this is a winnable game. This is a winnable game for Kentucky to go down there and beat Ole Miss. Ole Miss is not the, listen, they are running, create space, fast players, different looks. I mean, they ran for 308 yards, I think, last week. I mean, they are a different team than they had with Matt Corral, who, you know, I think was a pretty good quarterback in college. Okay, enough, Jack. Nick, go ahead. This is what you sound like. I don't know this guy's name.
I don't either, but I think he was in Sex and the City. By the way, yeah, they rushed against for 305 yards.
What's it, 305 yards?
Against Tulsa, yeah.
Tulsa, yeah. I said, did I say Akron? I can't remember. I think got about every
Akron,
fact wrong.
Wright State, you know, where Pauly B's old stomping grounds. You said one of those. All right, this is what I sound like.
Man, you just sound bad. All right, go ahead and play this from Independence Day, the boss of Jeff Goldblum.
I know, man. Just try and stay calm.
Tell her to pack up and leave town.
Why? What happened?
Just do it!
Oh, Ma, listen. Oh, get your stuff together and head for Annette's. Don't argue with me, just go!
Man.
David, why did I just send my mother to Atlanta? David! They talk to me.
Hear me tell you that the signal hidden in the satellite feed.
Tell me that doesn't sound just like you.
That sounds exactly like me. By the way,
Texas says they're just playing to their strength now, Sweeney. Agreed, but Will Levis doesn't have time against scrubs. Every defensive line you're going to face here. Hang on. Let me bring up Kentucky's schedule again. Every defensive line starting, and I got to be honest, I don't know much about Ole Miss's defensive line. But, I mean, Mississippi State, Tennessee, Georgia. I think Louisville's defensive line is at least good as NIU and Youngstown State. Are they not? I mean, Mark Stoops has left. He's left like two or three games not thrilled about where they are. They are playing to their strength. No, if they ran the ball 42 times for 83 yards, they would not be playing to their strength. Texas says it's going to be tough without J.J. Weaver. Texter says, Nick sounds like that liar, Dr. Fauci.
that's a good text.
Oh, man. I'm going to read that one. Texter says, Kentucky continues to get their bum bump. Yes, Louisville just entered theirs, and Kentucky finally has finished theirs, their bum bump. I mean, that's the thing. I would at least like to come in here and say, well, you know, the offensive line has been good, but it's been because they haven't played anybody. They haven't played anybody, and the offensive line hasn't been good. Offensive line is not sexy talk. But when Will Levis takes a three-step drop and he gets drilled every single time, when NIU is like, bleep it, we are just going to sell the bleep out. I mean, in Levis, that is part of it, the analysis of how, you know, they were selling out. But the flip side of that is Kentucky was able to beat them over the top with 70-yarders. Cerebral's here, by the way. I don't know if that mic works anyway. Go and check that big guy.
Can't sound worse than me.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Oh, there you go.
Hello.
You sound good.
Oh, good. Okay.
There you go.
I do sound good? Okay.
You sound fantastic.
Okay. How's it going? Everybody, I feel like I'm walking into like a hospital emergency room.
Why?
Well, Nick sounds...
I don't have sexy nurses around here.
Well, Nick sounds like... And the actor's name is Harvey Fierstein.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a guy that typed in Harvey Fierstein,
yes.
And I thought it was a Harvey Weinstein.
I did the exact same thing.
And he didn't know how to spell Weinstein.
I did the exact same thing.
And so I was like, yeah, I'm not going to read that. In my mind, I'm like, yeah, let's save the Weinstein jokes until 4 o'clock.
Yes.
You know?
He also,
after Dennis Dodd, that's when I have him on my sheet of lies.
He also
here.
Plays Robin Williams' brother, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Look at you.
He makes the Mrs. Doubtfire costume. There you go.
Well done.
Texas says Kentucky's like the hot girl or guy in sunglasses, and then they take the sunglasses off.
Oh.
And you're like, yikes. Well, it's not a yikes.
It's not a yikes. There's just, like you said, pimples. Well, it's a big pimple.
No, there's a big pimple.
It's a big, big pimple.
It's a big pimple.
And I'm trying to decide.
You did a negative post game. You warmed my heart. Ence was so happy, I bet.
Oh,
just railing away on the offensive line.
I had to bring him down because I think he was going to have Ole Miss beating him by 30 at one point. And I was like, Ence, I was like, I think they're the same team. I don't think Ole Miss is all that grab.
One team throws it and one team runs it.
Exactly, yeah. They're both defenses, I think, are about the same level, too, which is odd for Ole Miss. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a close game. But he was like, they can't win. I'm like, they can win. Just stop
See,
it.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got Ents all ready to go. No, I mean, I'm struggling. Nick's struggling. Everyone's struggling. You're probably the only one that had a restful weekend.
See, I flipped. Last weekend was I came
yeah.
in here dead.
What'd you do? Anything? You do anything?
No, I didn't do anything.
He's laid around?
I didn't lay around.
I mean, you know what I mean.
I didn't go out and party or anything like that. I had a very it was relaxing. It was more relaxing than I've had in a couple weekends.
Texas says Big Blue Waterfall looks awesome. You walk right through it. That's what they are. They're the Big Blue Waterfall.
They are, man. They can't Big block anybody. That was on the text line earlier. That was on it Saturday during the
make sure Maben and Remage are aware of that.
Yes, they need. Well.
Is that okay, Nick?
I absolutely. I will.
Yeah, they
yes.
know the Big Blue Waterfall. I think the that's something they
waterfall.
Would like to use.
Yes, that is, that'll be.
Now, Rummage is in Orlando, y'all were saying. So,
yeah.
Is he on the show?
No, he's. Yeah, he's,
I don't know.
He's living it up in Florida.
Yeah, I don't know what his plan is. Sometimes he does.
Sometimes
but
he's
I don't,
on, sometimes
yeah,
he's not on.
I don't know
yeah.
what his plan is.
Yeah,
no.
yeah. But I will defend one thing. I know y'all are like saying, like, you get like one shrimp The Disney meals, like, they give you a ton of food. It costs an arm and a leg, but you actually get
it's
big
a bunch
portions.
Of fat Americans loading in. Of course you give them a bunch of food.
That makes me happy.
He will get a lot of food for those eight courses. I would be willing to bet a lot of money on that.
Texas says, talk about Bob's final 2 minutes of radio today.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. Yeah. Andy, seriously, I'm going to try to cut
some. I mean, okay. Listen, I can only do so much offensive line talk.
Right.
And Louisville's not much better. Oh, poor Jeff Scott.
Oh. What a putrid team.
I got to tell you where we watched the game, too.
Yeah.
You'll like it. You'll
I can't
like
wait
it.
To hear this.
You'll like
yeah,
it.
I can't
you'll
wait
like
to hear
it.
This.
I'm sure you will. So let's take a break. 437-9680. We're limping. We got you to 6 o'clock. Dennis Dodd coming up in a half an hour. More take. It's a Monday. It's ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Go Cats.
And James Strebel.
Hey, go Cats.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hell down, Jeffrey!
Hey, a big thank you to our good friends at Melt 502. Oh, they brought some lunch again to the station. Fantastic stuff every Monday. They are Louisville's ultimate source for everything gooey and delicious. I like that.
Gooey.
Well, I thought you were that. I thought you were the ultimate source for everything gooey and delicious.
I don't know if I'm gooey or delicious.
I think you're both of them.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I think you're both of them. Now I'm finding out it's Melt 502.
It's Melt 502. It's not me. I'm a fraud.
Yeah.
They're the real gooey and delicious.
They brought so much bleeping stuff. Oh,
dude,
my God.
I gotta
it's
get
great.
There. I got to get
it's
there.
It's fantastic. Located in the heart of Fern Creek, right behind Moby Dick, 6318 Bardstown Road. They serve the best gourmet melt sandwiches, handcrafted egg rolls, crispy wings, fried fish, delicious desserts, and more. I hope they have like the Philly fries, Nick. I'm sure you saw those. It just had cheese everywhere.
Yeah. Oh,
it was
boy.
Like it was literally when I opened the container. It was like in a perfect,
perfectly
compacted. Like that's how much food was in there.
I thought it was lasagna at first. I'm not gonna lie. I legitimately thought it was lasagna.
It was me and Patty Ice in there, and I opened it up. And Patty Ice, he took a fry and he goes, "I bet there's 1,000 calories in that fry, bro." And I'm like, "Yeah, probably.
Probably. I'm gonna
have
eat
another
all of
one.
These. Yeah.
Dine in, order online if you want. Melt502.com. Fantastic stuff. We appreciate them being partners here at ESPN Louisville.
Maybe I'll stop there Friday after our remote out in Fern Creek.
You might. I don't know. I doubt it. I doubt
Liquors.
I doubt you'll do that.
I might.
I mean, you might.
I might do that.
Okay. You might.
It sounds good. So
it's good.
If I'm out there already, I might as well stop.
By the way, guess what? Guess what just came down in the old email?
What? What is it?
In the old email.
There's a lot of stuff in your email.
There is a lot of things. It's the year of the big. Drew Timmy, front and center.
I saw that. A little Sheway, a little Baycott.
It is the Doster and Goodman. It's their big preview. The Almanac.
Field of 68,
yeah.
Is TJD?
I bought it.
Is he on there?
TJD is... Yes, he is on there.
Oh, he is. Okay, I was making sure, because if he wasn't, I was going to crush Dak tomorrow.
The big goon from Purdue, TJD.
Which one?
one of the goons from Texas Tech, who I don't know his name.
Yeah.
a goon from Creighton, who I don't know his name. Hunter Dickinson. Hunter Dickinson, who looks like he likes Action Bronson, right, Nick?
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about. Baycott, Timmy, the best player in the country, of course.
Second best player in the country.
A guy from UConn. Should I know number 21 on UConn? I apologize. Apologize, and
no.
Jack's not here, so we'll never know.
We'll just swim.
Yeah, so
don't worry, guys.
I got to dig into this. How about that?
Yeah, we got to do a little preview.
So how are you feeling? How are you
feeling? Good.
So you agree with me? I want to get to the cards here in a second, but I don't know. What do we do with this? I mean, this offensive line. I mean,
it's a glaring issue, and honestly, Andy, I'm surprised that Kentucky fans are a little more pessimistic after this stretch than I thought they'd
be. So is that – okay, so that's your feel.
That's my feel because it's such a
– My feel is not that.
It's I
feel like they're still very confident. They're 4-0 in Kentucky football.
I don't think so. Our callers on Saturday were not. I mean, there were a few that were like, oh, it's okay.
Where was Ron? Did Ron call in?
Ron didn't call in. He hasn't called in since the first game.
Ron.
We're missing him.
How about that, Ron?
No, he hasn't called in yet.
He said the offensive line was going to be back.
The problem is you have a four-game sample size. And the narrative was, oh, by after Northern Illinois, they'll be a more cohesive unit. But they're not, and they're just flat-out getting beat. Now, will Chris Rodriguez cure some of these ills? Yes, he's better than Kavassier Smoke. Enough Kavassier Smoke. We'll move on. Juton McClain actually looked a little better.
Yeah, he's the backup.
LaVell Wright, we've moved on.
Well, he's injured, but look at you. You've moved on.
Even before he's injured, he didn't do much of anything. He wasn't good at blocking.
He fumbled.
He fumbled. So it'll be nice to have C-Rod back, but he's not going to cure all. He's not going to come and put the team on his back and carry the load. No, I said it last week, and I believe I'm right. The team's offense is on the shoulders of Will Levis and the receivers. Point blank, period. That's it. That's the offense, and you're exactly right. It's opposite of what we've seen. I don't think that means doom for Kentucky. I still think they'll be 9-3. Mm-hmm. I still feel like that'll, because sure. South Carolina's bad. Vanderbilt's bad. Missouri's bad. They've got a lot of bad teams left on their schedule.
Yeah, but I agree with you, but you know what I would love for your analysis to be? The good teams that they beat.
Well, I wish it would be too that, Andy, but we thought we had a good team in Florida, which, by the way, again,
Tennessee paraded around like they won the national
championship.
Title.
Yeah. And shame on the national media for buying early in on Billy Nash in Florida and leading everybody down this path.
Yeah, but I mean,
now
just,
we know
on,
what Florida
his,
is.
It's his first year, Streep.
I agree.
He's in a tough spot.
I'm not saying he's not. Yeah. But it'd be the buy-in on not just him, but on Florida football.
You're
period.
Not mad at the national media. You're mad at yourself.
No,
you're like Blanken Baker.
No,
you're,
I'm not.
You're mad, too.
I was the only one
you're
telling everybody else that Florida wasn't as good as everyone thought they were.
You partied that night.
Everybody partied, yes.
Okay, you partied.
But I didn't oversell
you like
Florida.
It was, you and Enns did. You both did.
No, even during my – you crushed me on my postgame analysis because I was negative on Florida. You're like, you celebrate the win, then you're telling me how bad Florida is, which was the right thing to do.
It's because you were contradicting yourself.
You celebrate the win when you win at Florida, but Florida is still not a very good team. And by the way, I don't think Tennessee's that good either. I really don't. Their defense stinks.
Okay. Who?
They beat Florida by five. I mean, Anthony Richardson looked like a star at times.
But
he couldn't throw this to anybody else but Tennessee.
You don't like any team. And if anyone, don't like any team. You think come on.
I still think they'll lose on the road to Tennessee, but let's stop with Tennessee's this badass team. They are not. Hendon Hooker is a damn good player. They have, they're like Kentucky in a lot of ways.
Well, yeah, that's why they're number eight and you're number seven.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that Tennessee hasn't shown me anything.
Oh, man.
Right?
I mean, okay.
Pitt's an okay team. Pitt almost beat them. Yeah, Pitt almost beat them. It took overtime.
Is Pitt an okay team? What
they're
did they do this weekend?
They won. They're top 20. I mean, they're a top 25
Did they
team.
Win?
Yeah, they won.
Okay.
I
didn't know they won.
I can't
won.
Remember who they won, but they won over the weekend. They're only a one-loss team. The one loss is Tennessee. But that game could have gone either way. So the good thing for Kentucky.
Tennessee won by a touchdown.
Yeah.
They played URI.
Oh, who did?
They beat Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
There you go. So, like, they're an okay team. That was an overtime win. So the good thing for Kentucky is their schedule sets up where they can still win football games. The only team on their schedule that I know they cannot beat is Georgia.
Their schedule's in a good spot because if they lose to Ole Miss, they can come home and beat South Carolina and then rally the troops for
Mississippi State's after that.
A Mississippi State, perhaps that's a road game.
No, that's
maybe,
a home game.
No, not a road game, a night game,
yeah.
Maybe at home.
Sure.
A home night game, 7 o'clock, something like that. And then suddenly you can kind of rally people. You win that game, and then you know that your only other two losses are Tennessee and Georgia.
Right. That's what I expected the entire season.
Well,
everything that's happened with Kentucky outside the offensive line, to me, has gone to script. The defense has been really good. Will Levis has been really good. The receivers are improved.
I think I agree with that.
Everything's gone for me. Now, Louisville's a little under, and that's just because of one game. But Kentucky, I think, has shot par. They had not overachieved. I think they've shot par. They've done what they needed to do, and now it's time to really.
I guess my thing would be I wish you had more. Here's how I feel, and I'm taking what you're saying and not saying. you would feel if you had a better offensive line, you could beat the good teams on your schedule.
I feel like
there'd be
a
higher percentage chance. The Georgia game would be a lot more fun.
Sure.
Then we could talk about, I mean, I say Ole Miss. I've seen Ole Miss for 10 minutes. I've not seen them like last year. Last year I was watching a ton of Ole Miss football.
Yeah.
They were sexy. They
Matt
were on
Corral
TV.
Had great hair.
People knew who they were.
Yes.
And I watched a lot of them. This year's the opposite. But your first reason is why they're good, which is why they'll be 9-3, is because they do have bums on their schedule. I feel like because other parts of their team are that good that you're right. 9-3 is what's staring them around the puss.
Yeah.
I guess my biggest problem is, I don't know, I'd like to talk about them winning games, like winning the big time games. And I don't even know if Saturday's one of them. We're on Dennis Dodd on at 4:00.
Yeah.
And he's got the blurbs where he's got Kentucky at like, you know, number 7 or whatever
sure.
it is. And he's like, can we just fast forward to the Tennessee game?
That's
and a
happen.
Lot of yeah. a lot of people fast forward through Ole Miss.
I'm not fast forwarding through Ole Miss.
I'm not at all. No. Why would we? Kentucky's a, you know, 6-7 point dog right now.
Exactly. And it's not because I think Ole Miss is – I think they're a top 25-ish team. But I don't know how good they are. And Kentucky's offensive line has just been so bad that I just can't sit here and say, yeah, they'll go on the road and they'll win at Oxford. I can't do that. I didn't think before the season. I surely don't think it now. But here's the difference. In years past, Andy – where if they get down a touchdown, 10 points, something like that, you feel like,
we've got a
long way to go.
Oh, no, I'm with you.
With Will Levis and Tavion Robinson and Dane Key and Barrion Brown, I mean, we're one play away from the end zone. And we've never been that before. But it all goes back to, can Will Levis get at least 3 seconds to set his feet and throw the damn football?
Texas says Tennessee was without their number one wide receiver this weekend. They are legit. They worry me as a UK fan. They should.
Yeah, winning on the road at Tennessee.
I don't know
is...
why you're down on Tennessee. I think Tennessee's good.
They're not
Alabama. They're
no,
not Georgia.
No, I'm not
but
saying they're
the
bad.
Second tier of teams. I mean, all these teams.
They'll
I mean,
have flaws.
Tennessee could be as good as Clemson.
Maybe. I just.
Clemson,
I
it could double overtime to beat Wake Forest. I know you don't think much of Wake Forest.
But DJ Uiagalelei was really, really good. Saturday. I mean, I think Wake Forest is actually better. I'm not high on Wake Forest, but I think they're better than a lot. They're a top 25 team. I'll put it that way. But I just don't. I don't respect Tennessee's defense. Offensively, 100%, I respect their offense. They're really good. But defensively, man, Florida was running up and down the field on them, and they couldn't do anything against Kentucky in the second half. Nothing. Offensively, that was. I mean, Kentucky shut them down.
Yeah, I mean, Florida played well. I mean, I don't know. They have a first-round NFL quarterback.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they
Anthony
do.
Anthony Richardson is not a first-round NFL quarterback.
Okay. You want to bet?
Not.
You want to bet?
That he's going to be drafted in the first round.
100%.
How many touchdown passes he had this season, too?
Okay. Will Levis was picked in a mock draft after last year before he had any of these stats.
When he has those stats.
Yeah, but this is before he had all the stats.
I talk about right now when they have stats. I don't think Anthony Richardson is going to be a first. I think they're going to, like you said, they're going to win like 6 games. And I think he's going to be up and down all season. And if a team wants to take him, that's fine in the first round. From what I see from Anthony Richardson, he can't throw the football regularly and from the pocket. And he's got, what, 2-3 touchdown passes maybe? What's he got? Touchdown pass
I mean, everything you're saying is fine. He's also like 6'4", and he's an Adonis, and he can move, and the NFL likes that.
They also like guys that can throw the football.
The same things they said about Will Levis last year. The exact same things.
I get it.
They're being said right now about Anthony Richardson.
But now we have more and more. The evidence continues to pile up on Anthony Richardson.
Let's put something on
All right, what do you want to put on?
$100.
No, I'm not putting $100 on Anthony Richardson.
I mean, we got to put something on.
I don't put $100 on anything.
I got it. What do you got?
I can do like beer or something like that. I can do like buy beer.
That's
or whatever.
The last thing I need is more beer.
I don't know.
Like Nick Valvano needing another female friend. It's the last thing he needs.
Are you trying to kill me? You
hate Florida so bad.
I don't hate Florida.
You're obsessed. You brought them up immediately. He's 6'4", 230.
No, he's got a great – but again, he can't throw
his
the football.
His body, man. It's all about – your body's a wonderland. You know
it
that.
Is, but
John
not,
Mayer said
not,
it 15
not when it
years
comes to
ago.
Not when it comes to quarterbacks in the NFL.
The body doesn't matter in the NFL?
No, the arm matters.
No, the body and the arm. That's all that matters.
He doesn't have an arm, though.
Yes, he does. He can't. He's got a cannon.
He's so inaccurate. He can't throw. Again, he's got a cannon. How many touchdown passes a dude got?
Two.
You tell me they're not going to downgrade him after how. That's four games. He's had two touchdown passes. Dude ain't going first round. He's not.
What are we going to put on this, Nick?
All right, so.
Fine, I'll do $100. You want to do $100? I'll do $100.
All right, there we go.
$100.
Okay, there it is.
He will not go in the first round. Again,
if he goes out in the draft, of course.
Yeah, if he goes the draft, first round. Yeah. Okay. So if he doesn't declare,
he can come back. Yeah,
if he doesn't declare, then bets off 100%. But if he declares, he two touchdowns in four games, please. I mean, Locke's guy, Brendan Armstrong, who's a bum ass, and that bum ass Cavaliers team. He's got one more touchdown than Anthony Richardson. How about that?
Why are you mad at Locke?
Because he's doing the lock leave out. He's picking and choosing.
Did somebody spill your Mick Ultra Louder Than Life? Seriously, you're coming in kind of hot. A little bit.
Well, you know, it's been a football
weekend. I was going to say. It was like,
no, buddy. I'm all rested up. That's why I'm all fiery. I didn't do anything this weekend.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, a 350 on 9/26, which is September 26th. Rosh Hashanah, if you will.
Yes.
The bet has been made. Okay.
All right, $100, Sweetie and I. There we go. Yeah,
there we go.
I like it.
Let's see here. 437-9680. Does Hendon Hooker go first round? Sure. They're all going
I
in the first
Hendon
round.
I think Hooker is more of a first round draft pick quarterback than Anthony Richardson for sure.
Texas says Strebel's reciting KSR. Let me guess. KSR didn't think much of Tennessee. Let me guess. No Kentucky fan thinks much of Tennessee.
No, I think their defense is not great. No, their offense is.
Wait, you think
one
Kentucky's going to lose to Tennessee?
I've had them lose to Tennessee whole. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
that's my three losses: Ole Miss, Tennessee, and Georgia. And I'm not backing off.
Okay,
I'm still on that. That's what I think. No, I'm saying that they'll lose to Tennessee, but I think it'll be a close game. I don't think it'll be a blowout.
Texas says the bet needs to be who gets drafted first: Levis or Richards. Okay. Well, I tell you what. Let's do this then.
Okay.
Let's wait. Let's do this. Let's amend it. We can wait to the end of the year.
Okay.
And if Richardson puts his name in, then we can do do that. I got no problem with that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Then we can do that.
So we're doing Levis and Richardson, or just first round Richardson?
Levis or Richardson if Richardson goes.
Okay.
So we'd have to amend. We'd have to amend. So Nick, we'll all remember this. I'm sure.
Yes, we will.
April,
Rosh Hashanah,
February, March. We'll all remember this while we're in the midst of an Indiana run to the Elite Eight.
I like Nick just busted Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah.
Why do you keep talking about the Jewish New Year?
Because
you keep bringing it up. What do you want me to do with
that? It's a high holy day.
What does that mean, a high holy day?
That's how we remember the bet. It happened on Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, that's right.
And I sound like I got kicked in the throat by Bill Goldberg, the toughest Jewish person I could think of.
That's pretty good, Nick. That's pretty
Thank you.
Good.
Anyway, is Bill Goldberg the wrestler?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Goldberg's Jewish.
No,
yeah.
But I thought that's his first name.
Bill, yeah.
Oh, I didn't yeah, that's what I thought you were talking about.
Yeah, Bill.
I was trying to think if I knew. Yeah, he's a farce. Remember he did that thing where he's like 100-0 or 200-0.
Oh, he never lost.
He's like undefeated.
Yeah.
There'd be some guy like Nick would just come out with no shirt on and get speared. He'd be dead. It's like, oh, that was fun.
He lasts like 2 seconds. Yeah, he's probably my least favorite big-time wrestler of all time.
Well, he ended Bret Hart's career because he kicked him in the head really hard.
Yeah, he did.
Really kicked him in the head. Didn't mean to, but really did.
To not like Bill Goldberg as he ended Bret Hart's career.
I've heard mixed things. I've heard he's either a very nice guy or a total tool bag.
Texas says rig regurgitating KSR bangs.
I haven't listened to any KSR. None. Zero. Zero KSR.
Damn it. Where's the drop? Where's the drop?
Yeah, but
where's
it's just. Wait, but you know the take is just to crap on Tennessee. No one's crap. I'm not crapping on Tennessee. If I'm crapping.
I'm
saying any Kentucky fan that craps on Tennessee would be crapping on themselves.
Yeah, because there's glaring. Yeah, for both. There's glaring problems with both teams.
See, this is what I'm talking about. There are cocky UK fans. There are UK fans who are just, they're 4-0. They've been going to games, Nick, for 39 years, and they're just happy that they're 4-0. And
right.
then there's Ents. But then there's Strebel, right? Yeah. You guys are all over the map. I can't figure you guys out.
No,
I can't.
Which are the ones wearing the vests and the khaki pants, like in the lower level of RUP? What camp do they fall into?
Man. Those are older fans. So probably
the older
probably
people.
The camp of I'm just
no,
happy
they're
to
just
be
happy
here.
They're 4-0.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Happy they're number 7, which I'm ecstatic with, but I just don't know if I think Kentucky's a top 20 team. I don't think they're a top 10 team with that offensive line. You can't be with an offensive line that bad.
Texas says Tennessee says the exact same thing you're saying
sure.
about them.
Understand.
Yes.
And they should. I understand what they're saying. I'm just not ready to bend the knee to Josh Heupel and winning the Super Bowl against Florida the way Kentucky did. Like, look, this is
well, you bent
that,
it last year.
The one thing that
you bent the knee last year.
Well, I had to.
At Kroger Field.
I'm not bending the knee this year until I have
to. Your khaki's got a little grass on him. He got a little grass on that left knee, Nick, by bending down to Kroger Field.
I just watch him.
What's wrong with Heupel?
Why
do you hate Heupel?
I don't hate Heupel, him.
Heupel doesn't do anything for you
he
to hate him.
He just does football.
Yeah.
He's a football guy.
He just looks like him.
He's just a chubby football guy. Tennessee thing. If he coached anywhere
I can understand that.
I'd love him. But just because he's a Tennessee coach, I can't like him. But, like, just the way his presentation. I looked up his pictures of him when he's at Oklahoma. And he was good at Oklahoma when he's a quarterback there.
He was.
This dude has just – this man's football has worn this man down.
You're saying he's less attractive.
What?
You're going by attractiveness
on
Josh Heupel.
You don't
like the way he looks.
He looks fine. It's just stark when I saw his college.
He looks fine. That's what you can tell. That's what you were trying to say.
It's just a stark contrast from when he was at Oklahoma. It's like, oh, he's a good looking dude. You know, he was a Heisman Trophy like kind of contender type guy. He was well thought of. And then football, being a football coach, this is what it does to you. Except unless you're like Sean McVay or Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, but Kingsbury. Starting to show a little bit
because
they're not winning. Kingsbury,
yes.
I saw oh. just a
does
little.
Does that mean Holly Saunders will be back on the market soon? No. And the show comes to an ass.
Holly Saunders,
is that his girlfriend?
Yeah, no,
I thought it was.
He's dating an IG model named Veronica. Trust me. When it comes to IG models,
Andy knows.
Stay in your lane. Yeah. How about that, Nick?
Like Ukrainian or something?
Touche.
Yeah, I have to look it up.
Something like that. Yeah,
she's
like
exotic.
European. Yeah,
you better believe it.
That's the way to go if you're Cliff Kingsbury.
You better believe it.
Yeah,
I'll send you the follow, Nick, so you can be a part of that.
Yeah.
Quick break on the other end. Dennis Dodd joins us next. Reaction Monday on ESPN 680.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.